Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Eric Schertzing, who is Ingham County Treasurer and also Chairman of the Ingham County Land Bank. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We spoke last night about a great program, a bike sharing program coming up, but had a couple more subjects to talk to you about, so I appreciate your time this evening. Wanted to talk about an auction of some foreclosed properties coming up in the land with the land bank, coming up pretty soon in July.
Yeah, July 27th in the morning. We'll be at the Lansing Center this year. Registration's at 9, auction is 10. We'll be up there on the second floor.
Well, tell us what kind of properties we're auctioning off on the 27th.
Well, you know, we're still sorting through the list. It takes a while after the April foreclosure, but there will be homes and properties throughout the county, a number of them in the city of Lansing. You know, it's everything from a vacant parcel to a single-family residence to 20 acres out in Leslie.
When you talk about folks registering and so forth, what is if I'm interested in coming to this auction, what do I need to do and have ready to be prepared to do so?
Well, you know, the most important thing people can do is contact my treasurer's office and get on our email contact list, or we can mail stuff out. The auction rules are still being prepared. Each year is different. We learn from, you know, past history. We're trying to figure out ways to make it easier for owner-occupants to buy homes to fix up and, you know, and make their own and gain some equity. So the auction rules are what they really want to get, and the auction list. Best way to do that is by giving us their email address.
What are the number of homes that we're talking about for this next July 27th auction?
Well, you know, there will be dozens of properties auctioned off. A lot of the properties, there's a number of properties that have to be demolished, and those will be all bundled together. So, you know, it isn't like all of the tax foreclosed properties are offered up individually at auction, because a lot of them they've really reached the end of their useful life.
And being demolished, then they will be buying and getting the property.
Well, we would, you know, I don't think people are going to buy the properties that need the demolition work. That's usually something that we do through the land bank authority to really prepare vacant land for future development or for a future home.
And why the auction? Is that just the most efficient way to get these properties back into the hands of what potential future taxpayers?
Well, you know, we only auction off certain properties. It is the basic way to do it. But one of the reasons that we set up the Land Bank Authority 6 years ago was to give ourselves an alternative, a more strategic process, where we put a real estate sign on a property rather than auction it off. But some properties are still auctioned, and I encourage people to, you know, pursue getting on that auction list so that they can see what we have available this year.
And when we're talking about, obviously, foreclosed homes, and is the idea to get them back into usefulness and get them back on the tax rolls?
Oh, you know, absolutely. We need that. We can't hold ownership at the county of all the properties. But there's a real focus on coming up with ways to turn them into owner-occupant situations versus rentals. One of the things we've heard from city government in Lansing is that, you know, the neighborhoods, a lot of them have more rentals than creates a healthy balance. So we're coming up with financing terms at the auction that make it easier for somebody that wants to buy a home and fix it up.
Can people get information on that as well, some of the different financing ways that are available from the website?
It'll be on the treasurer's website, and that'll be in the auction rules if they get on our email list, whatever works for somebody.
The press conference that you had this morning, was that just talking about the different properties that will be available?
No, this morning was a new initiative of the Land Bank, a property rehabilitation and ownership program, where we take some of the better tax foreclosed, mortgage foreclosed homes that are in the land bank inventory, and we offer some special land contracting finance terms on those homes, and also have some credits that can cut the price of the home once the buyer has done fix-up work. It could cut the purchase price of the home in half. it's a new initiative, more market oriented for individuals that have a little wherewithal to take on a property and fix it up themselves, rather than the land bank doing the renovation work.
Okay, well, I kind of had you switch subjects here. I didn't mean to do that. Is there information on this new initiative also at either the Treasurer's website or the land bank website?
They can go to inghamlandbank.org, and there's a button to go over to the PROP program, absolutely.
Have you seen an increase, or is it holding steady, the number of foreclosure properties in Ingham County when we're talking about this auction and so forth? Are we seeing the numbers increase or steady or going down a bit recently?
Well, the overall number of properties this year is fairly steady to last year. Now last year was up. But there are more structures within that. You know, each year is different. I foreclosed on 49 acres of surface parking lots where all of the Oldsmobiles built in Lansing sat before they shipped out.
Oh, my.
We've never had anything like that come through the tax foreclosure process. The old Metro Ford building down on South MLK, that was tax foreclosed this year. It isn't just houses, it's all sorts of things.
I was just going to say, those are things I would never even thought of in the context of what we're speaking about, but definitely that happens.
Yeah, and every year just has a different flavor to it.
Well, for folks, once again, that want to get information on the July 27th auction at the Lansing Center, they can just Google Ingham County Land Bank and go to the website, or to the Treasurer's, Ingham County Treasurer's website?
Yeah, or very easily call the Ingham County Treasurer's office at 676-7220.
7220. Eric, thank you very much for your time this evening. I know you're headed out, so I appreciate the time to talk with us about this. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Eric Schertzing, Ingham County Treasurer and Chairman of the Ingham County Land Bank. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.